Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Today's Bible reading is from Luke chapter 19, verse 28 and 36 to 38. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going down to Jerusalem. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Huge crowds lined the streets to welcome him. Cloaks and palm branches paved his way. As Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem on the Sunday afternoon described in the scripture before us today, the people welcomed him as a king coming to bring peace to the world. And so they shouted, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord," and "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Their praises were spot on, for Jesus is indeed a king who brings peace. So are you at peace? Maybe as you take an honest look at your life, you often question just how peaceful it is. The world you live in is filled with war and crime and poverty and pain. Your own personal life is too often filled with job insecurity, financial instability, stress, health problems, strained relationships. Often the list is much longer than you would like it to be. Did King Jesus really bring the peace he promised? It is when such questions arise that we remember the kind of kingdom and the kind of peace Jesus came to establish. His kingdom is not of this world. The peace he brings is not an earthly peace. His kingdom is in heaven and in our hearts. And so he came into this world to fix much bigger problems than just our physical problems. He came to fix our spiritual problem of sin. He came to restore peace between us and our God, opening the doors of the kingdom of heaven to a world of people whose sins had shut them. As Jesus hung on a cross, dying just 5 days after triumphantly entering Jerusalem, he did just that. The King who came to bring us peace washed all of our sins away through his blood. The King who came to bring us peace restored peace between us and God. The King who came to bring us peace opened wide the doors of heaven. We are indeed at peace. We have the peace of knowing that all our sins are forgiven, even the ones that bother us the most. We have the peace of knowing a greater glory awaits us, even when life's earthly struggles continue. We have a place waiting for us in God's heavenly kingdom for all time and eternity. And so today we shout with those crowds of Jerusalem, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Lord Jesus, my King, you have recognized my greatest need and met it. You have forgiven my sins through your blood and restored peace between me and God. May such love lead me to praise your holy name here on earth and forever in heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.